Our program for Monday night, Walt, is John Nevin. He's from the International Joint Commission. He's one of their advisors, and he's coming in to talk about water, which is very timely because I know that even our state legislature is talking about the dredging problem, low water levels, what it's doing for shipping, what it's doing for marinas, tourism. So I suppose I'm going to ask John where they're hiding the water on the Great Lakes and see what he can do about that. But he's going to come in and he's going to talk about the studies, and it's something that we as a club have been wanting to talk about in terms of this, the whole water issue on the Great Lakes and its impact and what are they looking at and things of that nature.
Have we taken it for granted? I mean, you have a huge background in this water issue as well. Now, have we taken it on a recreational business, all these levels, are we taking it for granted that this is going to be there as a resource?
Oh, yeah, the water, it's going to be there. I mean, first of all, there's a lot of water up
right
there yet. The problem is that it's down and we're reaching an all-time low since we've been keeping records on the Great Lakes. And obviously that's of a great concern because it impacts the commercial shipping in terms of tonnage and recreational boating. As we know here in Michigan, Michigan has more boats registered than any other state in the nation. So it is a concern. So our timeliness on this one is pretty good and in terms of currency. And so John's coming to speak, John Nevin with the IJC. And they're also doing a new study because the IJC regulates the flows of water out of Lake Superior and also Lake Ontario, the Niagara Falls. And they decide how much, when, and things of that nature. So there's a whole new study going on as to how they're going to do that. Are they going to reconfigure that? Because it also has environmental impact. And so it's controversial.
What is the planned schedule now for Monday?
For Monday, it's our traditional schedule. 6 o'clock is the social hour. 7 is dinner. 8 is the program. And we always say for our speakers, Q&A time, please provide some of that. And they do, and a lot of people stay around. If you're interested in going, you can go online, make reservations at www.MarquetteEconomicClub.org and make a food selection. And you better do that today because we have to reserve with the hotel at the Ramada Inn.
Yeah, usually we have you in on like a Tuesday or Wednesday, a little bit earlier in the week, but with some scheduling and whatnot, today is the word. So today, if you're interested in this, if, you know, water is something that if this is important to you, which it should be, this would be a great opportunity to come and hear one of the experts on it and what some of the trends are, I'm sure, also. So yes, do it now. The number or the information to call also, they can do it all online, right?
Do it all online, yeah. Okay. www.MarquetteEconomicClub.org.
7:53 on this Friday morning, we have Tom Baldini in the studio with us. He is with the Economic Club of Marquette County, and we're talking about this Monday's meeting. So the key, again, Tom, is that if people are interested in coming out to Monday's meeting, which is at the Ramada in the evening, they have to go online and register today.
Yes, today, Friday, and they go online at www.MarquetteEconomicClub.org, and they can make the reservation. John Nevin from the International Joint Commission is going to be here to talk about water, the Great Lakes especially, because they have jurisdiction with a treaty with Canada as to how to regulate the Great Lakes. So it's very timely and with everything that's going on. And we're, as we all know, the lowest water levels we've seen on the Great Lakes since we've been keeping records. Mm-hmm. So it's a very timely topic and we're excited about it. And also, Walt, this Wednesday, we have business after hours at the Ramada Inn to really start talking about next year's program.
Okay.
And I'm already starting to schedule the 2014-15 season.
Well, let's talk first about maybe a little bit of next season, because, you know, you have one more dinner after this one, which will be wrapping up the year. Any insight as to who's coming? Can you give us any teasers or little samples?
We have the governor invited. We have the Green Bay Packers invited.
Wow.
We have Google. We have Pure Michigan.
I was going to say, wait a minute, it had to be with a G, Governor, Green Bay, or Google.
Yeah. It's a G year.
That G stands on. Yeah.
And so the club members have really worked hard, and we've got some invited. We haven't got definitive, but, you know, that's how you start
the process. Yep, exactly.
They tell you that you're penciled in, and so that's always encouraging.
And you have one more meeting after this one coming up on that is on April 15th, and that's going to be looking at what?
That's going to be looking at the economic impact of casino gambling in Michigan. We have a professor emeritus from Michigan State University who has studied this, and he's going to be our speaker for the April 15th meeting. So it's timely. It's as you know, a big topic. It's a big economic impact here in the Upper Peninsula. So we were pleased to get the speaker.
I would have to say it's a good opportunity for folks also to come out and have an opportunity to network and find out and consider maybe joining the Economic Club, because I think that one of the things that over the years now that we've been working with you guys on this to promote these events, there may be a misconception about what this group is all about and everything. And you think that, you know, I think that sometimes it brings up this idea of, you know, sort of the, you know, the cigars in the back and the martinis. Well, not quite. It's actually very down to earth conversations about business here in our county and in the surrounding areas and how it all works together to keep it afloat.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Walt, because one of the things we find that the membership and surveying them, the networking is very important. Mm-hmm. And the way we have dinner, it's a social event. I mean, you sit down at a table and you have an opportunity to visit, chat with people, and that's what people appreciate. And then we bring some timely topic that collectively we can bring to the area. Individually, it would be very difficult to do. And it'll be we're into 30 some years of doing this. So we're very pleased and happy to have done that. So,
well, you're looking at a next season of possibly with, you know, the governor and Google and then those ever popular Green Bay Packers. Sorry, Mike. Sorry. So you want to find out more, you can go to the website. And again, the website is
www.marqueteconomicclub.org.
You can register there today for Monday's dinner, but also find out more about the organization.
Right. Find out, and we appreciate that. And then on Wednesday, we are doing a business after hours where we will talk about next year and talk about membership and things of that nature. So,
Don Baldini with us this morning from the Economic Club of Marquette County. As always, a pleasure having you in.
Thank you, Walt. It's a pleasure always to be here.